It's a very perfect looking small painting, and you might think it's all symmetry, but actually if you look very closely you'll notice that the vertical lines and the horizontal lines are not at equal distances. Every rectangle on this painting is slightly different dimensions, and once you see that you sort of start looking a little bit more closely at the arrangement. It's pure white with black lines crossing the space, with one red square at the top, but you'll notice underneath the red square there's a slightly inverted vertical line. It almost makes it look as though the red square might topple out of the painting at any moment. And this is all part of Mondrian's plan, in fact, because he shunned nature. He wanted to paint a purely spiritual work which combined opposites like the universal, the personal, male, female, all the things that are conflicting in nature. He wanted to put them into a painting in a way that created an equilibrium. So the lines represent the opposites in nature, but he brings them into a sort of equilibrium that's not entirely static. So there's some sort of movement within the painting, even though it looks completely still and square. But he hoped that by painting in this pure abstract way, it would inspire architects and then in turn urban planners. And the legacy, of course, of Mondrian is huge. Lots of abstract artists in the 20th century followed his example and strove for abstraction in the way that he'd done.